I'm Linda von Tolberg for BizNews.com. As load shedding and cable theft grounded trains to a halt in South Africa, forcing rail commuters to rely on taxis, students from the Shoshanguve Technical High School decided to come up with a solution. They developed and built a one-of-a-kind solar-powered train locomotive. It has solar panels fitted to the roof and moves along an 18-meter test track and can reach speeds of up to 30 kilometers an hour. And we have the headmaster of the school, Mr. Tladi Mashihani, and three of the students who worked on the solar train, Ronnie Masindi, Princess Makwana, and Letabo Nkadimeng, to tell us more about it. Mr. Mashihani, if we can start with you, how did this project come about?
Yes, thank you for this opportunity. We as a Shoshanguve School of Specialization, we specialize with automotive. And we have been given this status by the Department of Education in Gauteng. And we also want to thank also for the support they give us. As a school, we are the school that always has a vision and mission that says that we are equipping the learners in the engineering skills so that they can be able to compete globally. We are having programs besides the academic one. We also have the extra curriculum where we introduce the innovation, where the learners come up with the project, where they showcase their skills and their talent. As a principal, the manager of the school, we give them space, we support them with all the necessary resources, and they showcase what they are capable of. And last year, we gave them this innovation. We came up with a problem that solving in order to see what they can contribute in our country. And the main challenge that was then, it was the issue of the transport in our country. Most of the trains were just dumped there because of the issue of the load shedding and also the issue of the cable theft. That's why we came up with this innovation, and they took it upon themselves and come up with a solution to solve this problem.
Okay, before we get to the train, Mr. Mashihani, can I also ask you, a lot of people think, no, I don't want to go to a technical school. I want to have an academic study. Why is it important for people to realize that this is a very good route into universities and, you know, it gives you the skills that South Africa need? If we look at Eskom, we need engineering skills.
Yeah. You know what? As a technical, really, what we are here for, we're looking for, is that now we need to study it because we at school level, we are the groundbreakers. We can understand, we can see also the capability of these learners. I think if our education system can focus more on these youngsters, I think that will also help when they go further to the universities. They will just only add the skills that is necessary to solve the problem of this country.
Can we turn to Ronnie Masindi now? Ronnie, why did you decide on a solar train?
First of all, let me greet you and acknowledge the GDE department and the ROS team, which is the team that actually started this School of Specialization program. So first of all, what encouraged us to create and build the solar power train is because, as the principal has stated, in our community, usually it is our norm and our culture that our elders, our parents, our brothers and sisters, they use electrical trains to go to work and also from work to home. But then recently, they stopped doing that because of the inflation rate of the taxis. The taxi fees are high. So they can't normally, some of them, they can't normally go to work, and others, they are actually unemployed because of they can't afford the taxi fees. So we decided as a group of 19 learners, we came up with the problems that we actually have here in South Africa. And so we all agreed as 19 learners that why don't we actually create a solar power train that will use solar as the main source of energy, unlike electrical train. So that's what encouraged us to actually build a solar power train.
Was it a difficult process to go through?
Well, basically, it was a very, very difficult project. Since while we started with what we call a literature review, where we actually, it's basically about researching different articles and relevant articles. We didn't know anything about solar panels. We didn't know anything about trains. So we went to industries like Transnet to get more experience and exposure of how trains, how locomotives are actually built. And so we started this in last year, September, with a literature review to get more information about how trains are built and how do solar panels work. And it took us almost a year. I mean, it's a year now. So we are going to almost a 2 year period since we had started building our solar power train. So it was the most difficult journey for us. And that's what I can say.
And with you, you have Princess Nkwana. She is a girl on the team. Can you take us through the more difficult technical processes that you had to go through?
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Morning. I'd love to hear a girl there doing engineering. Tell us about how difficult it was, the technical stuff.
Well, ma'am, so we made an operational plan for our train where it mainly consisted of the solar panel, the inverter, the batteries, the motors, where the solar panels, they convert light energy from the sun to electrical energy to charge our batteries. All batteries are DC in the world, though we know that, and we use lithium-ion batteries. Well, the battery, what is going to happen is that since it's DC, it distributes DC current. Well, we have an inverter because we have components in the train that uses an alternating current, where inverter is going to convert direct current into an alternating current. We have two main combiner boxes for alternating and DC current. So the electricity is going to be distributed into two, which is alternating current and the DC current, where it's going to the motor, where the motor is going to convert that electrical energy into the mechanical energy to run the wheels of our solar locomotives, ma'am.
Did you already have the train and then you just brought solar to it? Or did you have to build the train as well?
We built the train from the scratch, starting with the railways.
Is it unusual for a girl to be in a technical school? Because I know not a lot of girls are interested in STEM subjects.
What I can say is that it's not unusual. The thing is that women are not exposed to engineering, but as we know that technology is growing and this is the fourth industrial revolution where everything is changing. Women are more interested in engineering. Speaking individually for myself, I can say that engineering fascinates me. Going out there working with tools just like men, it makes me think that I am capable. I am capable of what a man can do. If a man can do this, I as a woman, I can do it more better than him.
So what got you interested in engineering?
I'm doing electrical engineering, and what fascinated me or inspired me into doing electrical engineering is that while I was in grade 9 doing natural sciences, we were doing calculations of electrical technologies where we had to do experiments, and those parts, seeing those parts there, fascinated me even more, knowing that I can be able to produce this part, I can be able to fix the electricity, I can be able to be up there and make light for everybody. That yet fascinated me and inspired me.
So can I ask Letabu Nkadimang this question? What are the possibilities of expanding your idea to the South African rail network?
Well, the possibilities of making this train larger, we can say about 50%, because we are now working on ensuring that we can turn this into something that can really impact our society and also be of value to the society.
Did you expect your project to be so well publicized that people are so excited about it? It's in overseas publications.
Oh, well, I'll say we didn't expect to get such, you know, exposure of the train. So it is like finally reaching the top of a mountain whereby you see that beautiful view. But then it's something that we didn't expect at all, but we are so much appreciative of it.
How did the other subjects that you take at the school, or all the subjects, inspire you and motivate you to undertake this?
Well, there are quite a number of subjects that have been combined in order to, you know, produce the solar locomotive today. So we have a number of subjects, namely you have EGD that was used for the planning in order to produce our design solution. We also have mechanical that was used for
the building of the chases and also the body. We also have civil that was used for the building of a railway track. So what we want to do is we want to also motivate or to show people that whatever we learn in school, you know, can be combined in order to solve the problems that we are facing in this world.
Can we go back to Mr. Mashiani, the principal? What kind of opportunities does this open for the students and for your school?
Yeah, I think at the moment with this exposure, I think we are still waiting for other opportunities from the university. Currently, we were called by University of Pretoria here in South Africa. They want to come also to come and help us. And so far, we did all this thing alone. But now, because of this exposure, I think more people are interested. And we're still waiting and will accommodate. If they can support us, we can go much more better than what we are doing right now. Because of with this, it was just only ourselves alone. But now, with joint hands with other support from other institutions, financially and also with other skills, we can really make contribution to this world.
And have you had a response from industry? I know the competition was by Sasol. Was there a response from the business sector?
Yes, Sasol, you know what? They just only heard about this when I presented somewhere else in one of the workshops, and they were interested, and they called us to bring it to the exhibition. That's what Sasol contributed there. And in that exhibition, that's when our train was really started to take an exposure. And now Sasol is also want to come in. We are still busy in the negotiation with them, and we hope also they will also assist.
School Principal Mashiani, Ronnie Letabu, and Princess, thank you for speaking to us, and we hope this leads to wonderful opportunities.
Well, in conclusion, what I can say is that, as I've mentioned, that we are in the fourth industrial revolution, and these youngsters are the key drivers of this fourth industrial revolution. If you can just only relearn and learn the previous perception of taking this learner and relearn the new way, I think giving them space, opportunity, and time, they can really give a solution to this country. Thank you very much.